Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 7th day of June 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Nick, VK7WW, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 90. 1C via the digital group. 476 kHz trial transmission in the northwest from Brenton, VK7 Hotel Papa. 1.860 MHz Graham, VK7GS. 3.670 Dale, VK7DG. 7.140 MHz Ross, VK7ALH. And on 14.130 Gary, VK7JGD. And on 28.525 Tony, VK7VKT. And locally in Hobart, UHF CB Channel 24, Mark, VK7FMAC, and HF CB Channel 24 with Luke. And, well, he's a shortwave listener at the moment. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA. In the north, VK7RHT, and on UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Now stay tuned and enjoy the news. Now, Japan celebrates 100 years of amateur radio. The Japan Amateur Radio League, better known as JARL or J-A-R-L, has commenced a remarkable series of celebrations marking 100 years of organized amateur radio in Japan. The centenary program officially began on the 1st of June 2026 and will continue through until September 2027, recognizing both the founding of JARL in 1926 and 100 years since Japan's first amateur radio station, JXAX, took to the air. Now, rather than simply looking back at history, JARL has adopted the theme, "Because normal is just boring," highlighting the spirit of innovation, experimentation and curiosity that's characterized amateur radio for the past century. Now, throughout the celebrations, there will be special commemorative stations operating across Japan, special awards, contests, centenary publications, anniversary ceremonies, and special hamfare events, providing plenty of opportunities for amateurs around the world to join in the festivities. Founded by just 37 pioneering amateurs in June 1926, JARL has grown into one of the world's largest amateur radio organizations and remains a leading member of the International Amateur Radio Union. The WIA congratulates JARL and the Japanese amateur radio community on this significant milestone and wishes them every success as they celebrate a century of amateur radio achievement and look forward to the next 100 years. And that's sourced from the JARL Centenary website. Now, WIA contest news. The VHF-UHF field day. Yes, the days are getting shorter and the temperature's heading downwards. Well, they are here in VK7. So it's time for us all to dust off the VHF and above gear for a bit of an airing. This year, the weekend of June the 20th, 21st, from 0100 UTC on Saturday through to 0059 UTC on the Sunday. That's 0300 to 0259 in VK6. So pretty much 48 hours of lots of opportunity to jump on and exchange some numbers. Now, this is the contest where distance does matter. So make sure you look up your operation location, Maidenhead Square, to 6 digits to exchange with other operators. The contest rules outline the logging requirements. You can use the very popular VKCL or the alternative N1MM Logger Plus. Both these are available from the links on the WIA contest page. The logs created by VKCL will need to be converted to the Cabrillo 3 before being submitted. Download links are available in the email version of this broadcast. Now, there are many categories available to participate in. If staying home's your preference, then that's fine. Come on and make some contacts with the hard nuts that pack up their gear and head for the hills and go portable. Here in VK7, there there will be the usual frequencies and modes where you will be sure to find many people laying in wait for a contact. On FM, try 52.525, 146.5, 439 MHz, 1296.15, 2403.15, 3398.15, 5760.15, and 10.368.15. Now, there'll also be many people lurking on 50.15, 144.15, 432.15, upper sideband looking for contacts. Here in VK7, there are over 50 people with 23-centimeter equipment and many others with the higher bands. So let's see how many people can get together over the weekend and make some contacts. Hope to see you in the log. And that's 73s from Richard, VK7ZBX. Now, bookings are open. The countdown is on for the Tassieham Econ 2026 and bookings are officially open. This year's theme, Hack the Ether, Education, Ingenuity, Connection, captures the spirit of amateur radio at its best, where experimentation, innovation and lifelong learning come together. Humans have spent more than a century finding increasingly creative ways to throw signals through the air. This conference celebrates that tradition while looking firmly towards the future. Join amateurs, makers, educators, communicators and technical explorers from across Australia and the world for a fully catered weekend. Now, the conference is built around four major streams: Hack the Mind, exploring education and learning futures; Hack the System, showcasing ingenuity and experimentation; Hack the Culture, focusing on community engagement and connection; and Hack the Future, examining leadership, purpose, and where amateur radio goes next. Now, it takes place on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of November 2026 at the iconic Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre on the UTAS Sandy Bay campus. Pre-conference and post-conference activities have also been planned, making it a full weekend of radio learning and networking. The preliminary program is now available and registrations are open via the conference website. 73s from the conference organizing group. Right, WWFF Sota Pota Lalota Iota is the weekly wrap-up. Despite the cold, wet and windy conditions across the state this week, it didn't stop several operators from getting out and activating parks and summits. Angela, VK7 AMP, and Tony, VK7 LTD, headed to the Glebe Hill The Glebe Hill Conservation Covenant, a 20-hectare bushland reserve located in Howrah. Angela and Tony were heard calling CQ on both the 20 and 40-metre bands. Travis, VK7VXT, managed to fit in a couple of activations during the week. He was first heard operating from the Derwent Cliffs State Reserve, calling CQ on 15 and 40 metres SSB, before later activating the Mount Rumney summit, where he was working stations on 40 metres CW. Further north, Rodney, VK7HAM, Peter, VK7ZPE, and Al, VK7AN, made their way to the Mount Arthur State Reserve, home to the RAA repeater. The team was spotted calling CQ on 40 metres and enjoying another activation. It's great to see so many operators continuing to get out and enjoy portable operating, regardless of the less than ideal conditions, proving that a little rain and cold weather are no barrier to getting on the air. And that's 73s from Matt, VK7MAT. Statewide SSTV nights. A quiet net night that saw the following participants: VK7's AX, ZAB, EV, and OO, all sharing over 30 photos. Now, the main themes were clock towers in Ulverston and Launceston, trams in Ballarat and Launceston, the Eureka Stockade Memorial Park in Ballarat, radio communications at the recent horse ride at Springfield near Scottsdale, and other highlights, the presentation of the Ron Wilkinson Award to Hayden, VK7HH, for his work promoting amateur radio, a 3D printed 915 MHz loop antenna, a solar powered mesh core repeater ready for installation, and how to bend up a folded VHF dipole, an HF hex beam, wait for it, Pink, Freud, and the Dark Side of Your Mum. The Inverted Cross at Dark Mofo, and 73s from Ham Radio is fun. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected, VK7RJG, to his SSTV International Gateway and VK7's Engaged Photos, Exchanged Photos, with PE1NMM in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Now, don't forget, Ken, VK7KRJ's and Steve's VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmission on these pages almost immediately at any time, both South and North Tasmania. If you miss the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on the NTARC website under blogs. And that's 73s from Andre, VK7ZAB. Now, you're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, contest news, Harry Angel Memorial 80-meter sprint. As heard on the WIA National News, the Harry Angel Memorial 80-meter sprint was recently held and VK7 featured. In the phone section, at 4th was Richard, VK7ZBX, and at 21st, Eric, VK7EV. In the mixed section at 4th was Lance, VK7TO. Congratulations to all participants in this unique sprint contest. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73's from Al. The Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. The first item is a quick update on NTARC providing safety communications and rider tracking at the equine endurance ride held at Springfield last weekend. No electronic tracking was employed, so everything relied on 2-meter voice communications and good old pencil and paper. All the contingency had assembled by 6 a.m. Saturday morning and were heading out to the checkpoints for the start of the 80-kilometer event at 6:30. Ride base was staffed by VK7's Andre ZAB and Stuart Echo Sierra. Checkpoints were operated by Tony ZTT, Idris ZIR, and Stefan ZSB, with additional support from Harry HXT and Xavier XHJ of Reist Weissen, along with Pete from the Ulverston Radio Operators Club. Another round of excellently coordinated safety logistics was delivered by Roger ARN. The weather was good to us, with only light drizzle but a chilly breeze. Rumour has it the sun made a cameo appearance, though witnesses remained unverified. Operationally, the day went very smoothly without any horse or rider mishaps. Thank you to all who assisted in the running of the communication side of this event. Now, back to the last technical night. Colin, VK7ZCF, had with him a telescopic 40-foot, or about 12.2-meter aluminium pole. It's called a chinopole. Honestly, where do they get these names? And how is anyone meant to pronounce C-N-H-O-P-O-L-E? Their website says, whether you're cleaning high-rise windows or painting high walls, it's ruggedly built with high-strength materials for load-bearing capacity and durability. Funnily enough, the sales materials didn't mention that it was eminently suitable as a portable antenna mast. I wonder why. Hi-hi. Individual sections are not the usual friction-extended hold with fiberglass, found with fiberglass, but each section incorporates a cam locking device. It seems to have less flex than a standard telescopic squid pole, but as it was raining, we were only able to extend it by a couple of sections in the club rooms. As it is aluminium in construction, I would definitely take heed of the danger electrocution warning printed on the side of it. To complete the setup, Colin decided he needed a new drive-onto under car wheel, base plate, and stand to support the pole when he's out and about. As the ground mount was a vertical square section receptacle, Colin printed with his 3D three friction fit bushes to go into the square section that adapted to the circular pole. Nice bit of engineering, Colin. As the pole comes standard with a male paint roller thread fitted, it will be interesting to see what else Colin 3D prints for easy attachment in the near future. Now, going from one extreme to the other in terms of size, this next one is a very small antenna. But be honest, how many of you ever have heard of a quad-long hentanna? A hentanna? I'm fairly sure the name has never crossed my path. Well, Tony VK7ZTT brought one along to the last technical night. Now, it's based on the Martin Steyr DK7ZB scaled down for 915 MHz, but turned sideways to give vertical polarization. The core structure of the quad-long antenna is a 1.5 wavelength extended quad, which gives it that stretched oblong look. Its small size makes it perfect for 3D printing the entire frame right down to the pistol grip. That's the handle. The clever part of this design is that all the driven elements and reflectors can be cut to length and simply laid into the printed trenches. Wherever a join is needed, a hollow section is built in so the soldering can be done without melting the plastic frame. On testing, the resultant frequency sweep returned an excellent centering on the design frequency. The result is a quick, tidy, and easy to build directional antenna. For more information on 3D printing, the frame, the construction, check out the link in the text version of this broadcast. For a deeper dive into the concept of the antenna or the Japanese miracle wire, check out QST 1982 and the ARRL Antenna Compendium, Volume 5. Tony's directional antenna makes an excellent segue, as it wasn't designed for amateur bands, but for experimenting in the section of the low interference potential devices band, or the LIPD band, and centered on 915 MHz for the use with mesh core. As previously mentioned, switching the configuration to Australian mid for comparison testing delivered improvements in speed with no noticeable loss of range, which is an important aspect. Judging by the tsunami of operators who've already made the change, the point is probably academic now. We are, however, recommending the use of 2-byte path addressing to minimize node address clashing, but of course it's entirely up to each operator to choose whatever setting best suits their own situation. As usual, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Now, upcoming events. On-air testnet and technical net session every Wednesday night. Testnet and CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. Then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 till 8:30. And your host for the evening is Nick VK7WW. Club Room Technical Night. The next session is Wednesday, the 10th of June, and commence at the usual time of 6:30 at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. The next Club General Meeting is Saturday, the 13th of June at 2 p.m. held at the Club Rooms. And if you have any items you'd like added to the agenda, please email the secretary at secretary@ntarc.net no later than Friday the 12th of June. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. to noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's 73s from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. Now, news from the Northwest. The Northwest Amateur Radio, Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, on the 13th of June 2026, Club Learning Organiser Brenton, VK7HP, and ACMA Assessor Andrew, VK7XR, will be conducting license assessments for some scouts and a member's license upgrade in Ulverston. If you'd like to participate in either an upgrade or sit in an initial amateur license exam, please advise the club via nwtarkinc@gmail.com ASAP, as Brenton and Andrew will need to acquire the necessary exams and they can supply you with learning material. Now, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. The June presentation, Dive Deep into Astrophotography. Well, last Wednesday night, Reist members traded radio waves for for light waves, as Lisa, VK7SGZ, delivered a fascinating presentation on the world of astrophotography. Lisa explained that it's a unique blend of art, science, and technical problem solving requiring patience, precision, and plenty of experimentation. From deep sky imaging of nebulae and galaxies through to high-speed planetary imaging of Saturn and Moon, the audience was treated to an impressive journey through one of the most rewarding areas of amateur astronomy. Lisa took members through the equipment and techniques used to capture these remarkable images, including telescopes, cameras, guidance systems, filters, and observatory automation. We learned how multiple exposures are combined to improve signal-to-noise ratio, the importance of calibration frames such as lights, darks, bias, and flats, and how light pollution can be managed. Lisa also shared her own equipment evolution over several years, demonstrating how experience, technology, and a little persistence can transform faint photons collected across many nights into breathtaking images of deep space objects. The presentation showcased everything from Hubble-style false color imaging using specialized sulfur, hydrogen alpha, and oxygen filters through to planetary imaging techniques using high frame rate video and image stacking. Highlights included the stunning 65-hour Kraken image, examples of asteroids, supernova, and solar photography, and a look at modern automated systems such as the C-Star that are making astrophotography more accessible than ever before. A very huge thank you to you, Lisa, VK7SGZ, for an absolutely out-of-this-world presentation that inspired many members to consider pointing their telescopes skyward and giving astrophotography a try. And that's 73s from Justin, VK7TW. Now, the June Forum Night. This Wednesday night, the REAST Forum Night is diving into the world of DMR code plugs, radio programming and hotspots on Wednesday the 10th of June from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and it's streamed online. If you've ever stared at CPS software wondering why your radio suddenly talks to Kazakhstan but not the local repeater, this is the night for you. We'll take you through the fundamentals of DMR programming, explain what code plugs actually are, how zones, talk groups, and channels fit together, and how to configure both radios and hotspots for practical everyday operation. Whether you're completely new to DMR or looking to clean up and better understand your existing setup, this session will include practical demonstrations, programming tips, common mistakes, and plenty of opportunities for questions and discussion. Bring along your radio, hotspot, laptop, or just your curiosity. Everyone is welcome. 73s from the REAST Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? REAST has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates, foundation training and assessment days held every 2 months, with the next one on Saturday the 27th of June 2026. Standard, advanced and regulations assessments held on alternate months. Next is on the 25th of July 2026. Check out the full schedule on the REAST events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reast.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organizer, who'll be back in contact with you. We have learning resources available, including our foundation license training videos that are a must watch for beginners. Find them on the REAST YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams, and a link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or leveling up, REAST is here to guide you every step of the way, and that's 73s from Reg, VK7KK. Now, EME news, that's Earth, Moon, Earth. Per, Delta Kilo 7 Lima Juliet has advised that currently the 10 gigahertz moon beacon is off the air due to cooling systems issues. This beacon is a very valuable tool for people to test the performance of their 10 gig system and compare to other users to gauge system performance. Now, the beacon transmits on 10,368.024 megahertz using Q65 submode E, using the WSJT-X Doppler option of Doppler correction to DX grid, using the grid square of J Oscar Juliet Oscar 54 Charlie Golf. The system in Germany utilizes a 7.2 diameter meter dish and tracks the moon whenever the moon declination is above minus 10 degrees and produces approximately 50 watts at the feed, therefore generating a colossal signal that can be received with very modest equipment. I regularly revive this beacon at minus 6 using a 1.8 prime focus dish, and I have decoded it using a bare horn with an aperture of 150 millimeters by 100 millimeters at a level of minus 25. Great to hear there are a number of VK7s that have received the beacon successfully and some working towards achieving that. It's a pretty exciting time when you have your first decode from the moon. Thanks to Per and the team at the DL0SHF for their efforts in keeping this very valuable resource on the air. And that's 73s from Richard, VK7ZBX. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz commences at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a minus 7 MHz offset. And in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 with a minus 600 kHz offset, with a CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south, plus VK7AX International SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party follows the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then the North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q6560 Bravo. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reist, 6 metres AM on 53.1 megahertz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF meetings, the group at Glebe Gardens, 10:30 on Fridays till 12 midday. NTARC testnet and technet session every Wednesday. Testnet 3.580 megahertz, that includes CW, from 7 p.m. And then following at 7:30, the technical net. NTARC technical night session is on Wednesday the 10th of June from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochely, and coffee mornings are held every Friday in the Club Rooms from 10 a.m. The Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres, VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local time. Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Net on 144.190. Other VK7 events, Reist 10th of June Forum Night, DMR Programming, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. and streamed. NTARC, 13th of June, Club General Meeting from 2 p.m. NTARC Club Rooms, Rochely, Archer Street. And VK, 7th to the 8th of November, the Tassie Ham Econ Amateur Radio Conference at UTAS Sandy Bay. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader, a VK7ZIR. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. Now, 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7JGD, 40 metres, VK7DG, 20 metres VK7TW, 10 metres VK7ALH, UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24 VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, the digital group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. Well, that's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT, and UHF-CB24, HF-CB24 in the south. Got news, stories, or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews@gmail.com by Friday 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News Team, this is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.